Joe Biden declares March 31, 2024, which is Easter Sunday, Transgender Day of Visibility. By Bradley J. on March 30, 2024. President Joe Biden's White House has declared March 31, 2024, Easter Sunday, the holiest of Christian holidays, to be Transgender Day of Visibility, announcing that transgender Americans are part of the fabric of our nation. Each year of his presidency, Biden has issued a proclamation about Transgender Visibility Day, which since 2009 has been on March 31. This year Biden issued an official proclamation on Good Friday. Reading, "We honor the extraordinary courage and contributions of transgender Americans and reaffirm our nation's commitment to forming a more perfect union, where all people are created equal and treated equally throughout their lives." The official proclamation continued. "Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31, 2024, as Transgender Day of Visibility. I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation and to work toward eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity. This year's March 31 Transgender Day of Visibility falls on Easter, a day on which Christians, including Biden, who discusses his Catholic faith often, celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Biden White House has made the promotion of transgenderism a cornerstone of its policy agenda, with Biden in his 2024 State of the Union address pledging loyalty to transgender Americans. His proclamation touts the work he has done to promote that agenda. I am proud that my administration has stood for justice from the start, working to ensure that the LGBTQ+ community can live openly, in safety, with dignity and respect. I am proud to have appointed transgender leaders to my administration and to have ended the ban on transgender Americans serving openly in our military. I am proud to have signed historic executive orders that strengthen civil rights protections in housing, employment, healthcare, education, the justice system, and more. I am proud to have signed the Respect for Marriage Act into law, ensuring that every American can marry the person they love." The proclamation continues, "My administration is working to stop the bullying and harassment of transgender children and their families. The Department of Justice has taken action to push back against extreme and un-American state laws targeting transgender youth and their families, and the Department of Justice is partnering with law enforcement and community groups to combat hate and violence. My administration is also providing dedicated emergency mental health support through our nationwide suicide and crisis lifeline. Any LGBTQ+ young person in need can call 988 and press 3 to speak with a counselor trained to support them. We are making public services more accessible for transgender Americans, including with more inclusive passports and easier access to Social Security benefits." Biden's proclamation calls for Congress to pass the Equality Act, which would codify Democrats' embrace of gender identity, the made-up concept that one can identify as a sex other than what they were born as. Democrats have tried to pass the bill for years but have yet to get it across a president's desk. In June 2023, the White House held an event for LGBTQ+ families, during which transgender activist Rose Montoya and other transgender activists flashed their bare chests. The White House has even pushed transgenderism on children. The proclamation can be read in full here. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter at @BradleyJ.